We are continuing our shulim on Otot Chaim. We are now in Shah Onal Per Gimel. In the old edition is Afnun Vav on the base, and in the new edition is Tavrish Lamed and Chelik base. So we ended up last year in Perik base, explained that there are three exceptional cases where the Shlish Tachton of Tiferet of Zah is Megulim. That is, usually the Ima is coming down with her Yesoid and covering over that top Chelik. Sorry, I'm talking about the top Chelik of the Shlish Elyon of Tiferes. Usually that Yesoid is coming over the Shlish Elyon Tiferes. There are three exceptional cases, we just touched upon it last year, that the Yesoid, the Ima, is removed, and the Chasadim, which were originally blocked up there, now come down to the Yesoid. So here we go. Ve'elu em ashlosh zmanim mizgali gam shlish elyon of the Tiferet Zah. Now there's two shmuz over here he's going to bring now. Shemati b'pam achas memorizal shelo dai shishlish elyon of the Tiferet Zah is mizgali az ela av shnei chasodim de chesed v'gvura mizgalim imo v'nimtzu kol chamisha chasodim migulim. That means that he, according to the first Shmua Koparim, that not only the Yesod is Megale, Yesod the Ima is Megale, the Shlish Elon and Tiferet of Zah, but also the Chesed and the Gevura are also Megale. That means all the Chasadim are going to come down from the Yesod of Ima into the five Mekoimas of Zah and then into the Yesod of Zah. That's the first Shmua. אבל פעם אחרת שמעתי מדר סתם שמסגל גם שליש עליון ותפארס ולא הסקי אין אין גילו שני חסודים ראשון וחסד וגבורה ואמרס גיל יובן כפי מה שנסבאר. So according to the second shvur, it's only the shlish elyon is mizgali, but still we have blocked in the yesod the ima, the chesed and the gvura, that doesn't come out, that's not begulim. So the Mefarshim explains, so what are these two different cases? Sometimes we find all five chasadim are megulim. Sometimes only two and two thirds are megulim. That means netzahod and the shtei shlish elyon, and then the shlish elyon on top of that. So that's actually three megulim. So in a case where there's five megulim, that's the zmanim of chazal's tefilas chol, tesefes Shabbos, and the sod of Shena, which we're going to speak about. And when there's only three chasadim, which are b'mugulah, that's the inyan of Mila.
How do you count up to the five?
Five, what do you mean? It's chesed, gvor, tifel, netzahod. Those are the five chasadim. So sometimes all five are mugulah, sometimes only three are mugulah.
You didn't mention her. Did you?
What?
You didn't mention her.
What do you mean you didn't mention her? We know the five chasadim, and the top two are usually not... Top two and a third are not usually Mogulim, but this parak is going to teach us the case where those two and a third are Mogulim. Hine, Shlosh Zmanim and Nizkram Hem Elo. Now these are the Shlosh Zmanim that we spoke about, the exception of the case.
I think he's going to.
The Echad Mehem. But I didn't say any question properly.
No, I just it's a nimsu kol chamishi. Where do you find where's the count up of the nimsu?
Where do you find it? I didn't sound the question. Sorry.
Shlish elyon mizgala, ela af shnei chazan grum ches grum mizgala himo. The nimsu kol chamishi chazan mizgulim.
Yeah.
That's right. So we know. We've learned about this beforehand, that the two and a third chalakim of the Tiferes HaTachton are Megulah. The Netzach and the Yesod are Megulah. That's Anan Sadi. That's we know for Poshut. The Chizr over here is now the Chesed and the Gvura and the Shlish Elyon. That's the Chiddush in this parak. We're going to find some cases that's also Megulah. And this is the case. V'hine, Shlosha Zmanim Anizkorim Hem Elu. Echad Behem Hu Alideh Domisa. We spoke about the in Shah Kavonis in Rosh Hashanah, also in Shemona Eschi. There's also the sod of Shena. When a person goes to sleep at night, also you have a case of Domisa. Now in Kabbalah, that usually happens in Belaila. Belaila, the Patsufim also go to sleep. We'll explain what that means in a minute. And Achasos Laila, they reawaken themselves. and then you get the shofar coming back into them. That means like this, that Zah goes to sleep Balayla, as we go to sleep Balayla, and when a Patsuf, or a person goes to sleep Balayla, automatically the Moichim, which are in him, are Mistalik. Because there's no kelim to mekabel. You have to be awake to mekabel. Once there's a domisa, the shefa automatically goes on. Now, why is this happening? Because we want to build up nukva, believe it or not. That means like this. Ima's there, passing over shefa to za. Then za filters that shefa, takes a chedek for himself, and then passes over to nukva. That means nukva is being built up very slowly, because it's going via za. So a way to build up... A way to build up za, a way to build up nukva, I should say, is by putting za to sleep and having that ima should give directly shefa into nukva. That would really build up nukva in a big way. Instead of having the shefa being diluted going via za. That's the sod of domisa. That's why we want the za to go to sleep at night. Chatzusalai, he wakes up, and therefore, at that point in time, obviously Nukva has grown. She's grown now, full flesh, and now he can wake up and receive the shefa and give it to her in a small doses.
Sleep
is an inyan of being mistalik. The moichim are mistalik from za. Like a person goes to sleep, a person comes unconscious. The same thing with the Baal Sufa. Now let's repeat that again. Echad mehem hu alidei domisa haniskar berav berazal in Razal that vayapel Hashem Elokim tardem ala odem at the beginning of Bereishis. Shohu gam kemzod ma shemuvu atzleinu bekavana chazaras hatfila deshachis dechol bekol ram. We're also the same inyan of the domisa of what I just explained to you of the passage going of the gilui of the chasadim mevuos to nukva and so on and so forth. That the same inyan we find by chazaras tefilas deshachis dechol, which we're not going to go into right now. So in those two inyanim, which the Rav is all calling as one inyan, because the same is soit for both of them, as migali gam chasadim de chesed. That means all five, that's besides the Netzach and Hod, which doesn't bother saying it because it's poshut. Validei Ken is going Nigadlim Yaakov Rachel Olim Ad Sham Lemale Kenegen Chesed Gvurah Tiferes Dizah. Excuse me. So once the Yisod of Inam is Gali, goes up and then reveals the Chesed Gvurah Tiferes Dizah, then all these Gevaltike Shefas now released from the Yisod the Ima will be able to flow down to Yaakov or Rachel. Again, we're not going into details there exactly how this happens. It's not an Indian. The point is, in this particular scenario, five Chasadim are coming down. That's going to allow Yaakov or Rachel to grow all the way up to the Chag of the Zah. Okay, so that's Indian number one, which is two really Inyanim Domisa and Chazal's Tefilas the Chol. Now the second Indian, Visham is by a Tamadol. Oh, sorry, before we go into that, he's going to explain a little bit more. Who kefi shehine sims kisoi chasodim hayemu bizman sheem elyona yoredes vovetzis alef rochim lemata. Valide kein ayesod shela hu lemata vehem mitkasim betocham. Omnam kisheen rovetzis al shneyem רק על הבס לבד להגדילה בסוד ויבן השם אלוקים אצלע. אז אינו רובץ אז רק זקופה מעומד כדרכה, ואז יסוד שלה הוא נוטון באמצע בין תחי פרוקים קדמיין לנצחות שלה שהם בכין אז חוכמה בין את זה ויסוד בסוד דס דזר. אמנם תחי פרקים מצרים דנצח הוד שבה הם בחינס חסד גבוד הזה ואין אמצום יסוד אימא מגיע עד שם ונמצא כי כל נזיל change of gears over here חסודים של חסד גבוה ותפארת דזה everything הם מגולים בלי כלי יסוד אימא. הרבי חינה אחז גילו החסדים בחג הדזה, והיא כאשר האם אין רובצס, but rather she's standing, רק על הנוג ולבד על הגדיל הכניסה. So let me explain to you what's going on here. What's going on? There's two interesting tekufas over here. There's a tekufa when Ima, remember the scenario I told you about Ima giving Shefa to Zah, and then Zah is going to be giving Shefa over to Nukva. That's the traditional thing. The derech of the derech that the Shefa flows from Ima to Zah into Nukva. Now, how does Ima look at this position at this time? When she's giving over to Zah, she's Hovetzis, she's bending down. She's bending down to allow her yesod to line up with the shlish elyon of Zah. Okay, she's way, way taller than that. So she's bending down so that her yesod is right over here by the shlish elyon of Tiferes, right by the chest, and which is also by the das de rachel, which she's standing behind. Right, so you have yesod of Ima. You have the chaza of Zah, and you have the das, the rochel, all lined up one to the other. And why is she doing that? Because really she wants to get to Nukva. She wants Shefa to go to Nukva. So the easiest way to do it, she bends down, passes the Shefa through the chaza to the das, the rochel. Now, that's called the moment that Zah is awake. When Zah is sleeping, that's called the moment Zah is awake. Now, but when Zah's out of the picture, when he's mistalik himself, like the Dormisa, when she's sleeping, then then she doesn't have to do, she doesn't have to be Rovetzis in order to get through to Zah, in order to get to Nukva, because Zah's not there anymore. He's out of the picture, he's sleeping, he's lying down. So, but rather, she can stand up, her Yisod's all the way up there, and be Mashpia directly into Nukva, without being Rovetzis. Okay? And therefore, manaf kamina. Manaf kamina being, remember, the culprit here, as I can call it, right, is the yesod de ima, which is capturing the chasodim. So when the yesod de ima is lower down, it's trapping the chasodim and not allowing them to go down. But when the yesod de ima is up there, then the chasodim flow all the way down and they're completely megule.
Therefore, the megule in Zah.
Yeah, of course, in Zah. Yeah.
He's not lying down.
What?
He's still in the picture of the person, but he's not. Since he's not.
When he's going, he's out of the picture. He's out of the picture. The chef is going directly to her. He's out. He's getting nothing. Gaulish.
So what's the gilui?
The gilui is.
Okay. Where are the chasadim? The chasadim are in Zah. Where are they?
Well, one second. Let's read again.
Well, the other way around. Why doesn't him have to lie down in order to get let the chef go through?
Because if he's awake, so he wants to be sure for himself as well on the way. And the male, the shefa is diluted.
So let's read that again. Sham nizbar talmud aleph. I'm back on tavrish lamed aleph. Bohu lefi shehine sibas kisar chasadim ahem. Hu bezman sheem elyoina yoredes v'rovetes alefchon kilemata. So again, the trapping of the chasadim in yisod the ima only happens when she is bending down. That means her yesod going all the way down to the chest of Zah, and she's trapping the chasadim over there.
Why did you come to her frukim?
Frukim, because she's the mother and they're the children. Emma Bonim. Okay, it's like Emma Bonim.
So why say frukim?
It's a lotion possible. Hovetz Zala Bonim. It's a lotion possible. Vaali de kene yesod shalahu lemata. It's a man of kamena. The em mitchasim mitocham. As soon as the yesod is downwards, and therefore they're catching and trapping out what chasadim, the chasadim gevuros, and the shlish elyon tiferes the chasadim. Omnam kishe'ei rovetz zeh l'shneihem, when she is not going down and being rovetz al shneihem, but on zav nukva, but rather only on nukva levada. Right, like Dila, the sod vayiven Hashem elokim etzela. That means that he's sleeping; he's out of the picture. So he's out of the picture; he doesn't get affected. Oh, ala zah levada. This is a different guess a little bit. Oh, zah levada. You understand? That would answer the question of it. Ala zah levada. When he wakes up again. As You understand? That's what I'm talking about. So what's going to happen is, let me just build the picture here to answer your problem. So the ima is going to be rovetzes when Zaz awake and Nukva's behind. He goes to sleep. She doesn't have to do this shtick anymore. So she goes back up. He's out of the picture. And she's going to send the shepherd directly over to Nukva. When he wakes up, she doesn't come back down. She stays up there. And that's when you have the nafka mina with the chasadim of Megulim. Because here you saw this back up there still.
What happened when he is Dumita Kilu?
Yeah.
Where are the chasadim?
The chasadim are going from in as you saw it to Nukva.
Yashir.
Yeah, Yashar. Yashar,
But it's Megulim or Mekuzeh?
Megulim.
So I don't know what the.
The whole problem is that the mechusa in Zah.
The only way to have megule is because they are in Zah. If it's not in Zah, it can't be megule. It has to be somewhere.
What do you mean? They go from the Yisodi Ima into into Nukva. they go. Understand? They're not floating midair. They go directly from the Yisodi Ima into Nukva.
So why we don't say that when Zah is not is awake?
When he's awake?
Yeah. So the time is awake, and the chasadim which are mechusim go to Nukva.
But he can't because she's on top of his yosoid.
Yeah.
What do you want of the megula?
Well, the chasadim should go out from her yosoid and his yosoid to Nukva.
They do. The netzach and hod go out.
But the chug. Why the chug doesn't go out?
The chug. What do you want to go up? It has to go down and go back up.
Yeah.
It doesn't. That's the mitzvah. As soon as it comes into Zah, it gets trapped over there and doesn't do this loop. Doesn't come out.
Okay. I thought the gather of Mechus and Megul is because the Chesed Be'etem don't really move from its place. You got two Chalke Chesed Chug and first Tat and first Shlish Tat is always Mechuse, besides those manim, yeah? Mechuse, and Netzach Od is Megule. Now, the Oiro is.
What do you mean Megule? How do they get Megule?
Because they are not in Yisod Ima. Because
they came out.
Because the place.
They all start at the same place. They all start from Ima. Now, she comes down with these five inside the Yisod, comes down, and then to Zah. And then the two, Netzach Od and the Shnei Shlish, come out.
How did the rest doesn't come out?
I thought that's what it is. Once they're stuck over there.
What?
Because the Shavu B'Shavu, understand, the Chassadim come out, they go down. They don't go up. That's what it says.
Oh, okay.
The Ariz explains to us in Sha'atik, I think Sha'arich, that it's only the Gvuras have the koach to do the Or Choyzer, to go up. They have a Gvura.
Okay.
Chassadim don't go up. Okay. And gradually we do find them going up in Sha'atik, that's just because the Gvura schlep them up, but Etzem, they don't have any koach to schlep up themselves.
Okay. So the middle ones. So if we want to have Yashir from Ima to Nuk, it's because Zai is not in the.
That's right. Okay. So those are according to this gifts of the Beis Lechem Yud. So you have two tekufas over. You have a case where there's Domisa, where he's out of the picture and the chef is going directly to Nukva, or you have a case where Zah has rewoken up, so therefore the Yisodavim is still up there, therefore the chef is going to come directly into Zah b'Megule as Eino Rovetzes. So then she's not Rovetzes anymore. Rovetzes is only a particular time that's before the Domisa. Acha Domisa, when she comes back, she is not Rovetzes. Rak Mu'umet Zekufa Mu'umuda. Right? Mu'umet Kedaka. She's standing up. Okay, is that clear? V'az Yesod Shelahu Noten Be'emza Ben Trei Prokim Kadmai De Netzachot Shela. Right? Obviously, her Yesod is between her two legs. Shehem Bechinas Chochma Bina De Zah. And how is that comparable to Zah? That means her Perek Elion of Netzach is Kenegah the Chochma of Zah. And Perek Elion, the whole is Kenegah the Bina De Zah. Vayesod the Sod, that's the Zah. Very good. Okay. So the Chabot of Zah is Kenegah the Perek Elion of the Nai, the Ima. Omnam, what about the perkim tsoim of ima? Omnam, the three perkim and tsoim, the netzah hod sheba, hem bechinas chesed gevurah dezah. Okay, so you're just going to move it down a little bit. Ve'en em tsoim yisod ima magia sham klal, because they're in the das. So her yisod is going to be the das when she's standing up. Remember, when she's revented by the chazer. But right now she's standing up, so there all the chasadim are going to be now in the das dezah. Because that's where the mistai, the yisod is mistai by the das. The inimsa ki, I'm going to read it with the yisod. Chasodim, kol ha-chasodim shel chesed, gvura, v'tiferes, all the top three, the chesed, gvura, tiferes, deza, hem megulim bli keli yisod the ima. Because her yisod stops here, and therefore everything that comes out is going to go to his right arm, left arm, the chest, because they can. They're not going to be, there's nothing stopping it. הרי בחינה אגד דגילו דחסוד שבחג הדזר הוא כאשר הם אינו רובצס רק על הנוקפה. I think this is not דווקא אינו רובצס, אינו עומדס רק על הנוקפה לבד והגדילה כניסקה. Okay, so that's the case where you're going to find all five חסודים. Another case, that's the case of דומיסה and חסוד שעץ of חול שחיס. Those are the cases where you find five chasadim megulim.
Zman Hashem. The question is mashma that they didn't say kol chasadim shel tat shel chagat deza and megulim. It's mashma that they are in za. They are megulim in za.
That's right.
So how does it go to?
Well, she's standing up. She's omedes.
Yeah.
We just said her yesod is mistam over here. And all the chasadim come down. So the chesed, gevurah, tiferes.
Yeah, it sounds that the makom of the chesed of the chasadim bemet, they are in za. But there is a kisu.
How do they come down? They don't grow there.
No, sure not.
They come from yisod ima.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when ima delivered those chasadim to za, the place now of those chasadim are in za, and from za they will go to nuk.
Yeah.
The problem is normally, although it's delivered into za, but it's still mechusel because of yisod ima. Zokter, during those 3 zmanim, there is no kisui.
Right.
So maybe they are megule, but the process is always the same, from za to nuk.
Right.
It's not from ima to nuk.
Depends, are you talking about the dominisa? You're not talking about dominisa.
No, but dominisa doesn't create a mat.
Dominisa means he's moved za here. He's out of there.
You see, he says, nimsa ki kol hachasdim shel chagat deza em megulim.
That's when he's awake.
I don't see.
That's the way. That's what he's saying. We explain there's two tekufas over here.
I don't see what I've heard from you this already a few minutes before, but I don't manage to.
There's two. There's before. There's the domisa and after domisa.
So doing domisa is not here.
It's not here. It's gone. So therefore, where's the shefa going to go? The shefa goes. We know this from other places as well, from Shacharonis and in Rosh Hashanah as well.
But you see that here.
he says, "Rak omnam kishe'enu rovetes al shneiam, rak al bas levade leagdil v'sod v'yiven Hashem lukim etzela, as enu rovetes rak zukuf gomer megadak, but as yisod shela he notum be'emtzal treperkim kadmai d'nesar shela."
Carry on.
Okay, that's when he woke up again. But that's when he woke up. Yeah, that's true.
Why do you want to put two things in it? I don't know. What was the purpose to say that?
What do you mean there's two?
Because
there are two. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda has a different gears over here. He says that Besod Yiven Hashem Elokim Etzela. So that's one case, right? Rak al abas. The Sheva goes directly to her. She had Nukva Levada. Le'agdila. Besod Yiven Hashem Elokim Etzela. Oh, alazah levado.
Alazah levado?
Yeah. So, it's a different deal. Haki Galsina, basically, from Yuda, is a different gesa, just to show the point over here. So, either he's sleeping and it's only habas levada, Shev is going from her here, ima, to her, he's out of the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a giloy of the five chazonim. Or alazah when he wakes up. Alazah levado.
When he works up something, but it's with him and with her as well. I mean, he said he's got Dumit of Nukva, never heard about this. But
no, but the Gilo Chasadim is going to be by him.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Gilo and Chasadim are either in Bas Levada or Za Levada.
Okay. Another
Gisa, but second Gisa we have. No, that's not Poshut. I mean, that's all Yodea, Kitva, Arizona.
What do you mean?
Okay.
All right, right. Now, the second Zman who besought Tosefes Shabbos, a new mitzvah. Tosefes Shabbos also, we're going to find it in and of the five Chassadei Megulim, and explains.
Is this going to make a difference if he tries to reward him?
No. I don't think so. Now. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the way it works. Now, Leil Shabbos, what happens there? What's the matter of Shabbos of a Chol? What happens in Shabbos, or Leil Shabbos already, the law starts being the cap of themselves. They start rising up. The way they rise up is Tlat al Gav Tlat. That means the Nai of the world of Asiya is going to go up to Chagat Asiya. The Chagat Asiya is going to go to Chavad Asiya. And the Chavad Asiya is going to go into the Nai the Yitzira. V'chol. That's it. Every world is split into three parts, and every third is going to be going on the other third. So, I mean, the top third of every world is going to be touching on the lower one third of the higher world. Now, when it comes to Za, which is in the world of Atzilus, it works a bit differently by Za de Atzilus. So, on Leil Shabbos, what's going to happen when you come into Mincha Leil Shabbos? Already things start shifting. The Patsufim, the Olamas start changing. The Mitzvahs of the world starts changing. So, it happens. What happens is that the Nahi of Zah is going to go on top of the Chagat Zah. Okay? Zilzit. That's it. That's the only thing that happens Leil Shabbos.
And during Shabbos?
Okay, we're not talking about Shabbos. Well, not Hamashiach. I'm going to confuse things right now.
You said Mincha. Mincha or Marv?
Mincha. All right, Mincha. Actually, Arv. Yeah. All right, more Arvish. More Arvish or Leil Shabbos.
But this is when the Marv is being Bizman to Sefis rather than Bizman Laila.
Yeah, this creates Sefis.
But if the Marv is Belaila, would it make a difference?
What?
If the Marv is Belaila, is that going to be
different? Yeah, you missed it.
No, Belaila is it's Imo. It's not on me.
What?
Shabbos is Imo, no? The Olam Zag goes in the place of Imo. Yom Tov goes to Abba. Sorry.
So when we talk about the Ali of Zah, we're talking about the Nai of Zah goes on to the Chagat Zah. Now, because of that, two things will happen due to that mitzias of a sort of like you can just imagine the legs of Zah are coupled on the top of his chest. Now, there's two things that happen. The first thing is that obviously the oilers, which are found in Chagas, are going to be double now. You're going to have the lights, the oilers of the Nai and that Mokum, and also the oilers of the Chagas. You're going to have a double amount of oil. Now, another thing that happens, or maybe let's say a different way to say it, going to be a tzotzah of that is going to happen is that since there's so much of a buildup of oils there, then the yesoid of Ima, which is very close to that area, right, because she's by the Tiferes, is going to crack open. Is going to crack open. Okay? Manav Kamina cracks open, the yesoid of Ima. It's poshut. Is that we know that the chesed and the gvura and the shlish elyon of the chasadim are all there stuck inside the yesod zima. So if it cracks open, all the chasadim are going to come out. That's the inin of Tosefes. Tosefes chasadim is the sod of Tosefes Shabbos. So let's read that again. Zman shenihu besod Tosefes Shabbos kavua tzleinu sham she'az olim. Shlosh achrois the nai de zah lemalim imkoyamam v'chagas de zah. So the nai is going to go of zah into the chagas of as b'sibos riboy oros hashasham nivka kel yesod de imam. Therefore, as mizgalim achasodim de chagas de zah gamken. That's case number two. Case number three. Zman shlishi where you find the chasodim and the the chesedim of the chesed gvur and shlish elyon will be megule. Actually, not the chesed and gvur. This is the exception, right? This is the shmur base of the Rizah we started with. That means only the shlish elyon of the tiferes is megule here. So zman shlishi hu b'chinas mitzvahs mila upira. This is very interesting. You can understand all the side of mila here. כמו שהסבר וזו עניין סוד מצוות מילה ופריה. דע, כי מצווה זו יש שתי דברים. האחד הוא קחיתס העולה, אשר אז יש עונו פוחס משטוס כנזכה לאל. Remember, because we know the scenario is every chesed, for example, tiferes chesed is connected havaya, yukivavke, this month of 26. It's, the chesed is split into three parts. So how do you divide 23 into three parts? 26. The gematria of Havai into three parts, it doesn't go in properly. So the way the Rav divides is 8 and then 9 and 9. So it's always a third, can I get two thirds? So it's 8 and 18. 8, can I get 18? So remember the Gvul of Ono is 13. Remember 90 minus 78. Oh, we're not going through all the Cheshbonis because 8 and 2 thirds really is supposed to be 8 and 2 thirds, 8 and 2 thirds, 8 and 2 thirds. So it's 13 will be the Ono. Anything less than 13, which is 12 and under, is no Ono. So it's called Ono, Pochet Mishtus, and that's the Mekas Mekuyam. So that's what he's referring to here. So therefore, V'achika al de Pchia, so the mitzvah is the Mila, and that's the Hasoros of the Ola. And Achika al de Pchi, Yesh Ono Yeser Mishtus. That means when you remove finally the little membrane which is underneath the thick oil or the thick skin, you remove that, then the shlish elyon, which you have the shlish chesed of tiferes, is going to be coming down. So now the two thirds are receiving more than what's inside the keli of the shlish elyon. That's posh, that's all no. It's a bitul meka. So that means it's only a temporary zman. Okay, so it's goodbye. Now, we're going to speak a little bit about the inner of Chashmal, which is nogea to this inner. Zo prat bi'ura. Hine, nisba bezo parshas vayakel, daf resh gimol amud beis, inen haklipas. Let me just be magdim in Yecheskel state, in the ongoing Yecheskel, in the beginning of Yecheskel, state that he went through four different layers of ruchnis, right? Different dimensions of the spiritual worlds. The first one he called the Anan Gadol. The second one was the Esh Amitlachas. The third one was Ruach Sa'ara. And the fourth was the Noga Saviflo. It was the Klipas Noga. Now, we know the Ariz explains to us, we know that the first three, the Anan Gadol, the Esh Amitlachas, and the Ruach Sa'ara, all Klipas Gomo, the raw others of the proper chitzonim over there. So he had to break through Yecheskel as he was traveling upward in this Nevuah. He had to break through all these three levels of chitzonim, which was very difficult. Then finally got to the stage revir, the fourth level in the klipa, which is called Noga. That is it's sort of a middle stage between Kedusha and Tuma. So it's Ktsas Ra, Ktsas Tov. That's called Klipas Noga. So let's do that again. So in Parshas Vayekel Daf Chish Gimel Amud Beis Inan Klipa, there is Klipa Daka Nika Klipas Noga, which is Klipa Revi. Besod Kein Achashmal Mitocha Eish. Again, Lashon is what we find in Yecheskel. Kedin Ikra Chashmal V'chole. Ve'aval Pi She'en Ka Mokam Biuro, because there's a whole Shar in Etz Chaim called Shar Memtetz. Amemal, sorry, which Shah Chashmal and also Shah Memtes is Shah Klipas Noga. So there he explains Al-Riches, all this Indian of Chashmal. But nevertheless, Nehma Inyan of Bikitsu. We're going to learn a little bit of the Indian of Chashmal over here. Kine, Betchila, Terem Shiz Pashlo, Chasadi Bizar, the Vak Shalo, Kino, right? The whole point of the Ima coming down from Yesod is to be Mashpia the Chasadim to the Vak Bizar, from Chesed down to the Hod. As Ola Shehi Klipa Noga Chofefes Venechezes Sham Yesod Shelo Vezu Venoga Lo Saviv. So again, Loshon in Yecheskel. So we have to understand, before the Inyan of Mila, before the Inyan of Pchia, which is the Ola, which is around the Yesod, you have to say that this Ola is representative of these four levels of Klippas. Again, the Anan Godol, Esh Miklachas, Sarah, that's all on top of the Ola. That's the The thick ola is made of three skins, which is the chitzan, the and so in the panini. That's all that's connected to those three klippas, which he's calling klippa noga, but really it's nafdafka. It's all those klippas. Now underneath that is what we do the priya. That's the klippas noga. That's actually klippas noga. So what needs to be done over here is by the priya, I'm just being mugged a little bit. You have to take away the ola, to take away the chitzonims, because the chitzonim wants the shefa, right? The ima is coming down, giving over the gevaltika, new fresh shefa, and the klippas noga over there is mamish chalashim to get his hands over. So what do we do? Mila, get rid of the chitzonim over there. You actually get rid of them, and therefore they're no more a threat. So Kozman, they're there. Kozman, the mila is still there. The ola is still there. The chasadim b'chalad don't even want to come down. They have pachad from the chitzonim, and they're stuck over there in the yesod of iman. They don't even come down. That's what he's saying over here. Chofef is neched sam b'yesod, v'zu v'nogav b'savvilo, v'shchosher hu me'atzino hachashmole sh'b'yesod. Now the yesod is made up of two parts. Explained in the Mefarshim, there's two parts of the yesod. There's a tzino which brings down the shefa kedusha, which is called the zera, kedusha, a kodesh, and also there's a chelik which brings down the tzoa, the mayim akurim that goes to the chitzon. That is explains that at the beginning of Shah Kavonis, that why does a person have to go to the bathroom and so on and so forth. That's to give shefa to chitzonim. That's good for the tachlis over there. Right? That's to give all the psoilis over the chitzonim. That's the chilix. That's like the azazel that we threw over the cliff. That's the food that they get. Shum mashpia an moischos v'shochem l'chutz v'yos mozdon l'chitzonim haklipos. Kimo shemuvua v'ksav yad morizal b'mama as mama Rashbi based b'bnei ches v'efchom achita ein sham v'klipos noga anish reshes b'tzino aniska נאחזת שם וסובב את זה אל יסוד הקודש שנקרא אולה. Okay, so that's the union of the חשמל, that's the union of the אולה, that's the חיצוינים waiting there by the יסוד, where they're waiting to catch where they're waiting to catch the חסדים. ויוס אולה זו חופס על היסוד, אין החסדים יורדים על היסוד כדי שלא יונקו הקליפס מהם. So they're afraid, the chassadim, like I said before, they're afraid that the chassadim don't want to come down because they're afraid they're going to be chapped by the klippas. V'lo yidrad chuzi ba'oz g'doy limayem v'alkei lo dai she'enem yodim al yesod elo afilo v'kol mokom ha'megule lemala shu shnei shlish chesed de tif'eres nezah hodezah asher misham limatu hu mokom ha'megule kiniska kevan she'en sham mechitzas bekel yesod de'ima. They don't even want to go there. They want to stay in the Yesod Ima. They don't want to come down even to the Mokam Megulim, which would be the Netzahod Yesod, Netzahod, and the Shnei Shlish Tifel. They don't even want to come down at all. But Achein Enam Yoldim Enoflim Al Yesod Devada. Of course, the Kolshigam, they're not going to go down to Yesod. They don't even come down to Chesed, to the Netzach and the Hod. Lachein Im Nishom Lemale B'Shroshim Adaz Dizal. They're all back, all the way up in the Daz Dizal. Ve'enam Mispashim Lemata. Ki Nechesed Ha'olah V'Yesod Shelo. They're all stuck there, and that's all the chitzonim. So they want to be far away from the yesod. Excuse me. Now we're going to come into the inyan amila. Therefore, the mola comes along, cuts away the ola, the chitzonim are gone. Mistalekes misham klipas noga ka niskeret vaz yodim achasadim niskar mispashtim b'mokom shuru tifel netzar hod tizar. Then the chassadim are not afraid, then they come down into the netzach and the hold of Zah. Interesting enough, the Mefarshim point out that there is one case that the Olo can return. Even you want to think it's a bit ridiculous, because once you do the Mila, the Olo is thrown away and the Olo doesn't come back. But the Mefarshim today, the Degla Ava explains this, that if somebody's boil a Goya, then it's ki'ilu the ola comes back. So you get a spiritual ola comes back to you. And manaf kamin, manaf kamin, and then the chassadim, which are mispash in the yiguf, are going to go back up. And you're going to find a tremendous yirida in spirituality.
Not the bris again?
Ki'ilu, yeah. So unless the bris would be, you don't have to go through a bris b'poel, but rather tshuva gemura would make it as if you're doing through a bris and not a bris. Now, as you can, shich v'zil v'tola, which is very chomo, the chasadim are being chapped as they're coming out, which is the tipa zera being chapped by the chitzonim.
Not after.
But it doesn't mean that you're going to get this oilish of ki'ilu, you get another ola, which is much more severe. Okay, let's go back. We're not degla
ava.
Yeah. No, sorry, it's based lechem Yehuda. No, I made a mistake. Based lechem Yehuda says that. Okay, let's continue. We know that kikol chesed mehem hi avay achas kinizkala. Remember, we know every chesed is depicted by yukivavke. V'ine avay achas hi gematriku. We know that, like I told you, gematriku of Havayah is 26. V'ine shtei Havayahs shel shnei chasodim, the netzach hod hem gematriku ben. Right? Netzach is Havayah of 26, hod is Havayah 26, 26 and 26 is 52. Which is gematriku ben. V'shnei shlishim tachtoni de chesed de hem Chai Nikudash. Remember, we said that you split 26 into three parts, which is 8 on top, and 9 and 9, which is 18. So the 2/3 of the Tiferes is Mogulis, so that's 18 plus the 52 is going to come out to 70. Ki Shmone Elyon Em Chusot, Vishlish Elyon Shif Tiferes, Kenizkala El, in came Behitstarev Chai Uben. Yiyu gematcha shivim. Now remember this number is going to come over and over again. Shivim chasodim. You have shivim, right? He made the cheshbon first. Ve'nimtza shivim od megulim em gematcha mal min chashmal. But we're back to the chashmal. Why is it called chashmal? So mal gematcha of mem lamed is 70. Chash, by the way, is another word for mehera. It goes quickly, like the pasuk says in Tehillim. Chashti v'lo memanti, so I hurried up and I didn't wait. So the 70, as soon as you do mila and you take away the chisoni, the chasadim are very happy to come down. Before that, they're very scared. But as soon as you take away the ol and the klipas and the chisonis are gone, the 70 again, which is the shtei shlish tifel tachtonim and the netzachot, all the chasadim are going to come down straight into the soil. V'azu b'chinas ona poch mishtus. Because the Shlish Elyon still has 8, Niskayim b'mekach and Niskayim b'mekach and Niskayim b'mekach. V'hu b'zman kiyu mitzvahs mila b'kchitas ha'olam. V'az mizgalim ha'shiv at ha'olam v'chasadim nimgulim. Shem gematcha mal d'chashmal k'niskayim b'sefer zohar parshas v'yakel d'kad it avar klipas noga ikri mal. As soon as the klipas noga goes away, that's called mal. Mal again, which is 70, it's a remis. Every time you do a mila, that the 70 oiras will come down. The kasher ola klipas noga nechez shal machas mal avonois. So chazal shalom, if somebody does an avera, then they come. Yonekes mishivim oras elu amigulim. Then the ola comes back. This tuma comes back onto the person and yonik from the chasan amigulim. Ikre chashmal. Shemehira, which is the chash of the chashmal, haklipa lekabel min ha'ol, which is the mal of the chashmal, aniskar. Okay? Okay, let's see a few more lines. Now we're going to speak about the word mila. Now zole ina, ki ali de mila, hi kritas ha'ol. As we know, mila is the mice of taking the ola, as opposed to the priya taking the other clip which is underneath. Adaim Hashivim Od Megulim Aniskorim Lo Nispashtu Rak Meshnei Shlishim Chesed Tiferes V'Netzachot. Shnei, sorry. Rak B'Shnei Shlishi Chesed Tiferes V'Netzachot. So as soon as, again, once you do the Mila, that releases from the Yesod of Ima the two bottom parts of Chesed of Tiferes and the Nechetzav and Hod, which are again the 70 Chasodim. אבל עדיין לא יולדו ביסוד, they don't go into the יסוד, יצא עצמו בזה. וזה סוד ארבע אויזס מילה, that's the יסוד of the four letters of מילה. שפירושו מל י"ק. Again, the 70 and the י"ק, we'll find what that means. כי מל הוא שבע מאורס המגולים, על ידי the מייס המילה. And the UK הם בכנס השליש אלו הנמחוסי, ולכמם בסוד הבחי הנבר למה נקרא י"ק. So later we'll explain what the Yud K means, but anyways, Mila, the Mem, and the Lamed of that is representing the 70. As soon as you do the Mila, the 70 come down. Therefore, if you were to be a moel, you're a moel? Huh?
No.
No.
But what is the Yudkeh and Chasusha Elion and Mechuse?
Yeah, so that's the Chasadim. The Chasadim, which is in the Shlish Elion and Tiferes, the Kenege and Yudkeh will explain.
Yeah, but Shlish Elion and Tiferes is normally Mechuse.
Yeah. Which is Mechuse, yeah?
Which is Mechuse. When
you're doing the Bris Mila, remember all the five Chassadim are still in the Yisod, they're afraid to come down.
Not me, so. Ah,
I mean, they are in Yisod the Ima, they're afraid to come down because the Ola is there. They want to be chapped by the Ola.
Oh, when you cut the Ola.
But the Ola, then only 2 2/3 come down. That allows the 2 2/3 come down.
What's not down? The
Yisod. Ches and Gevura, and then the Shlishal and Tiferes are not coming down.
That's Mechuse.
Okay.
Ah, you call that not coming? Okay.
Okay. So
what?
That's it. That's the Mila. So all the Mila does is release the 70, which is a Netzach, Hod, and Shtei Shlish. We'll see, because it's Mila. So you're doing something else as well with the Shlish Aliyah. We'll see.
Ah, we see.
Well, yeah, he's got to explain what the UK does.
No, I'm not asking with the UK. I'm asking what the Shlish Aliyah. Shishan is Yudke, I don't know why you're going to explain this.
Right.
But who cares Shishan and Shishtachton?
Well, we have to know what's being released, what's not being released.
Yeah.
So, Adidim Milila, the Shnei Shlish Tachtonim are released, and the Shlish Elin is not being released.
So, it's not being released?
Not being released.
So, we should call this double Milo.
What do you mean?
why you talk only about one shlish? But what's going on here? Through Miller, you release two shlish.
Two and two thirds.
Meaning
the Netzach
Od and two thirds
of the bottom of Tiferes. Yeah.
So why do you call this Miller?
Because that adds up to 70.
Mal, yeah, the Mal, I understand.
Okay.
The youth case because of the Shishalion.
Yeah.
What's Shishalion? I'm not going to have Shishalion now.
We'll see. I'm going to explain it out. Now, if you're a moel, you have to mechaven bezeh takia. You have to mechaven to bring down the 70. Beis kiras the ola she'ali deken yizgalu malo ola then yizkom lemalo bim koimam ad hog ken yizgal.
Beis, that means bedafka beis.
Yeah, when you cut.
Well, it has to be b'shasta, not before and after.
No, before they're still stuck in the Yisod the Ima. When you cut, they come out. V'chavim bo'omo ala mila shuhu mal ka, right, the mal in the yud ke, kemo shiz ba'i inyan yud ke b'inat p'chia shuhu gam ken para yud ke. Same drasha, that's going to be explained to us later on. So again, the ikar over here we're pulling out from is the mem lamid, and that's going to bring you down. That's going to bring it down. Okay, it's a long prayer. I think we'll just stop it here because then we'll talk about the new mitzvah called Birkas HaYayin. When you do the mitzvahs from Yayin after actually the Priya, we'll see there's three phases. There's the Mila, then there's the Priya, and then there's the Birkas HaYayin. Okay, so what the Ariz is telling us now, he's explained to us the Mila, what the Mila does. He's going to explain to us what the Birkas HaYayin does. And then he's going to explain to us that because the priya, the ma'aseh priya, because the mila and the birkas hayayim are very mekusha together.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be the next thing we'll be learning. Okay, good. We'll stop here for now.